In the blood shed by Akarabuko Bakasa Nadiri of the Lamb, hallelujah, there is power. Power, wonder working power. In the precious blood of the Lamb, shed by Akarabuko
Bakasa Nadiri.
Yes, Lord, indeed there is power in the blood. There is power in the mighty blood of Jesus. There is power. There is power. We find power. My God, we find strength. We find direction. We find strength, oh God. We find peace, oh God. We find your hand, oh God. Yes, Lord, you are holy, you are worthy, you are gracious, you are excellent, oh God. There is no one else like you, my Jesus. There is none like you, God. None that deserves the worship, none that deserves the adoration, none that deserves the praise, oh Makarabu Tokobashi, Didi Bayakarabasa, Miarabu Sendidi Kabayakarabatish, Didi Bayakarabu Kobase. Oh God, you are God, and there is no one else like you, God. We adore you, we magnify you, Lord. We thank you that you guide us, you speak to us, you walk with us, you direct our steps, my God. We thank you that you keep us, you sustain us, you walk with us, oh God. On our own, we are nothing. On our own, we can do nothing. Thank you for another good morning, another good morning that we gather to praise you, another good morning that we gather to hear your name, to hear your word. Oh God, oh God, Jesus, we praise you, we lift up your name, we magnify your Lord. Thank you that you are God, you are God, and there's no one else like you, God. Precious Savior, we thank you for your faithfulness, we thank you for your hand, we thank you for your grace and guidance, Jesus. The Lord, you're always with us, oh God, you're always with us, my God. You've never left us alone, you've kept your children, you've sustained us, you've protected us, you've watched over our lives, oh God. In each and every moment that we've woken up, oh God, we've seen your hand, we've seen your mercy, we've seen your divine protection, we've seen your divine cover, oh God. On our own, we are nothing, my God. On our own, we are nothing. We can only trust in your presence, oh God. We can only trust in your hand, oh God, oh God, Jesus. Thank you, the Lord. You are a mighty God. You are a faithful God. You are an excellent Father. You are an excellent King. You are an excellent Redeemer, mighty God. May your name be praised this morning. Be glorified indeed. Let us worship. Let us give thanks to God. He keeps us. He sustains us. He watches over our lives. He protects us. He is our Father, He is our all in all. What can we do without Him, oh God, oh God, Jesus? He's the one that sustains us, He's the one that keeps us, oh God. He's the one that guards our hearts, He's the one that sustains us, oh God, oh God, Jesus. He's the one that keeps us, my God. Shana Makarabati, Edebaya Karabutu, Sidi, Edebaya Karabata, Akarabutu, Obakashi, Edebaya Karabutu, Obasa, Edebaya Karabati, Edebaya Karabati, Mayarati, Edebaya Kashina, the Basa, and the Karabu. Thank you for our families. Thank you for our children, oh God. Thank you for our homes where we stay, oh God. The Lord, we stay protected. We stay covered, oh God. We stay sheltered, oh God. That we have seen your provision even where it looked impossible. We have seen your hand. We've seen your grace. We've seen your cover, oh God. We have seen what you have done, mighty things in our lives, oh God. What can we do? What can we say? But Father, we are grateful. Father, we are thankful, oh God. Oh God, Jesus. The Lord, you love us with an everlasting love. You're concerned for us, oh God, oh God, Jesus. You keep us, you sustain us, oh God, oh God, Jesus. Indeed, what can we say? But Father, we are grateful, oh God, oh God, Jesus. Thank you that you are our sustenance, oh God, oh God, Jesus. You keep and sustain us. Thank you for this fellowship, oh God. The Lord, you continue to give us the grace, oh God, to wake up each morning, oh God, to trust in you, to hear from you, oh God, to get new ideas, to get new teachings, oh God, to learn and to seek at your feet, oh God. We recognize on our own we are nothing. On our own capacity, we can do nothing. It takes not our human effort. It does not take my human strength or my human wisdom, oh God, but it is by your Spirit, oh God, not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit. By your Spirit, you sustain. By your Spirit, you keep. By your Spirit, you watch over. By your Spirit, you cover, oh God. You sustain us, oh God. You walk with us, oh God. Indeed, where sickness comes to buffet us, oh God, it cannot sustain it, oh God. Any sickness, any attack of the evil one, this sickness shall not end in death. We speak against accidents. We speak against flus, oh God. We speak against cough, oh God. We speak against cancers, oh God. We speak against those that are going through back patients, oh God, leg pains, oh God, muscle pains, oh God. Indeed, you said you sent your angels watch over us, oh God, that we shall not fall asleep, oh God. We shall not slip our foot, oh God. And indeed, even if we sleep, we shall not be broken. Our bodies are restored, oh God. Our feet are restored. Our hands are restored. You say that you strengthen our hands, oh God. Our hands like the hands of a that can bend a bar of bronze, oh God. You strengthen. You teach our fingers to war, my God. You teach my fingers to war. You teach me to war, my Jesus. To war in the spirit. To war in the natural. To war in the physical, oh God. To war in the mind. To fight the good fight of warfare. To the good fight of the Lord. To stay connected to the body. To stay connected to the truth. To stay connected to what you're doing. To stay connected to you, to the promises that you have, oh God. The Lord, you have called us unto greater things. You have called us unto better things. You have called us to things that are beyond our capacity, oh God. Beyond our understanding, oh God. You've called us to be called of you, oh God. Because Jesus, it's your giftings and calls are without repentance, oh God. And Father, you are not a respecter of human beings, my God. You do not show favoritism, oh God. But Father, you have loved us. I can only acknowledge that you have cared for me. I can only acknowledge that you have loved me. You have made a way where there was no way, oh God. You have made a difference where there was no difference, oh God. You have made an opportunity where there was no opportunity, my Father, my God. You have opened doors for me that no one can shut, oh God. You have broken barriers of darkness. You have broken means of the enemy, oh God. You have broken forces of the enemy, oh God. You stood against everything that could have stood against me, oh God. You broke all legalities, oh God. You nailed them and you took them captive. You took captivity captive, oh God. Anything that could have held me captive was taken you captive, oh God. And all legalities, all generational curses, all spiritual issues, you are taken and they were nailed to the cross. And you made a public spectacle of them, oh God. You disarmed them and you have given me that authority, Father, oh God. And Father, I rebuke the devourer, oh God. I rebuke the works of the devil, oh God. I rebuke the demons, oh God. I rebuke them. Whatever authority they are trying to hold over the people in this land, oh God, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I rebuke them, oh God. I remove every blinding fold, every blinding veil, oh God. As the authority that you've given me, oh God, I render all demonic forces powerless, oh God. I render all demonic hindrances powerless, oh God. All forces of darkness that are holding back the people, I render you powerless in the name of Jesus. I declare that you are powerless. I declare that you are powerless. God, I've been bound. God, I've been bound without hearing the voice of God. May they be set free now in the name of Jesus. Every captivity, you are led captive by the name of Jesus. You are led captive, oh God. And Father, I declare that, Lord, the people are set free. They are set free this morning. They are set free from things that have hindered them from prayer. They are set free from things that have hindered them from worship. They are set free from things that have prevented them from hearing your voice. That have prevented you from hearing your voice, my God. Indeed, we come against them. We come against them in the name of Jesus. We stand against all oppositions of the enemy, oh God. We know that the enemy is never happy, oh God, when your children stand for the truth, oh God. And Father, I thank you that you have divinely protected us, oh God. That though 1,000 may fall at our right, 10,000 on our left, it shall not come near us, oh God, because we shall see and experience your hand. We shall see and experience your truth, oh God. We shall see and experience your favor. Marakabaya rabaka mboko bakasa de baya karabos. Not to us, but to your glory, not to us, but to your power, not to us, oh God, but to your favor. You have done mighty things, oh God, of God's Spirit. You have kept us, you have sustained us, you have watched over our lives, oh God. We have seen your hand, we have seen your mercy, we have seen your divine grace and favor. Maya karabutu kum maya kariti didi bashi didi basta rika baka boko bashi didi bashi rika baba 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 boko baka bashi didi didi makariti kuka bashi didi da ya karabuko bashi. We see your hand in every situation. Rika baka bashi. Oh God, intervene, intervene in our workplaces, oh God. Intervene in our marriages, oh God. God, I pray for broken marriages, oh God. I pray for breaking marriages, oh God. I pray for divorced marriages, oh God. I pray for those that are trusting you for marriages, oh God. Father God, you're the one that unites men and women together. You are the lifter up of men. You're the one that makes marriages. You're the one that heals, oh God. It is a perfect idea. It is your idea. It is your good idea, oh God. You're the one that makes all seasons. You're the one that makes seasons. You're the one that tunes seasons. You're the one that restores, that brings restoration. You're the one that brings order. Makaraba takashi de de karaba takashi de de de. And Father, we stand against all oppositions of darkness, oh God, against the institution of marriage, against the issues that are bringing issues, oh God. We stand against it in the name of Jesus. Be it money, oh God. I pray that you bless your people, oh God. You bless your people, oh God. We come against the spirit of mammon, the spirit of lack, the spirit of poverty. We stand against them in the name of Jesus. Father, set your children free, oh God. Bless your children, oh God. Give them ideas, give them wisdom, give them energy to do the hands, to do work with their hands, oh God. Bless the work of their hands, oh God, of God's children. Restore and release favor. Restore and release favor. Those that have lost things, oh God. Those that have lost opportunities, oh God. Those that have lost things that will have blessed them, oh God. Out of negligence. Out of negligence. My Father, my God, I plead your mercy. I plead your mercy. I plead your mercy. I plead your mercy, my God. I plead your mercy. I plead your mercy. I plead your mercy. I plead your mercy, oh God. Show your mercy. Show your mercy. Release your mercy. May Jehovah God, release your mercy. Release your mercy. We need your mercy in every day. We need your mercy in every second, oh God. We need your mercy in every moment, oh God. On our own, we recognize we are nothing, oh God. On our own, we can do nothing, oh God. Without you as a father, without you backing us, oh God, without you walking with us, without you encouraging us, oh God, what can we do, oh God? What can we do in our own power, oh God? What can we do in our own strength, oh God? It is only you that walks with us, oh God. It is only you that sustains us. It is only you that keeps us this morning. We see your hand, oh God. We see your power, oh God. We see your favor, oh God. We see your strength, oh God. We receive strength from on high, oh God. We receive strength and wisdom from on high, oh God. We receive power, oh God, from on high. Oh, makaraba jedede baya karaba usi. We see your hand, we see your power. Oh God, you are good. You are good, and your mercy endureth forever. You are good, and your favor endureth forever. You are good, and your hand endureth forever. You are good, and your strength is upon us. Your spirit is upon us, oh God. We can walk by the speed of light, oh God. We can walk by the speed of revelation. We can walk in the speed of your understanding, oh God. Give me divine speed this morning. Give me divine concentration, oh God. Give me divine wisdom, that I may walk in your truth, that I may walk in your grace, that I may walk in your abundance. I need your strength this morning. I need your strength this morning. Thank you for the provision, oh God. Thank you for the provision of resources. Thank you for the provision of ideas. Thank you for the provision of destiny, oh God. Destiny help us, oh God. That you send forth destiny help us. You send forth men. You always give gifts of men, oh God. That you have positioned people in our lives, oh God, who are to favor us, oh God. You have positioned men in our lives to favor us, oh God. You have positioned situations. You have provided a way of escape, oh God. You have provided a way of escape in the name of Jesus. Father God, I recognize that which you have done. I recognize that which you are doing. I recognize that which is on the based on the throne room that you are doing, oh God. I reckon, oh God, your favor. I reckon, oh God, your goodness. I reckon, oh God, your kindness. I reckon, oh God, your grace, oh God. I reckon, oh God, that which you are doing, oh God, that which you are doing, oh God, that no man can take the glory. No man can boast. No man can say that it was his effort. No man can say that it is what they have done. No, oh God, it is you that has favored us. It is you that has walked with us. It is you that has directed us. It is you that has kept us, oh God. It is you that has made a way where there is no way, oh God, where any man wants to take the glory, oh God, take it back for yourself. Take it back for yourself. Let the glory, let the glory, let my life give you glory. Let my life give you glory. Let everything that I do give you glory. Oh God, I am just a glory carrier. I'm just a glory carrier. You can reveal your grace. You can reveal your grace in me. You can reveal your grace in me. Oh God, may you find it worthy. May it find you worthy. Oh God, more of you, and less of me. More of you, and less of me. Father God, raise up the church. Raise up the leaders. Raise up the pastors, raise up the prophets, raise up the evangelists, raise us the apostles, raise us the pastors and teachers, and all workers of miracles, the servants of God, raise them up, release power, my God, release power. We need power in the church again. We need power again, oh God. We need power, oh God. The power is what will move the church forward, oh God. Anoint, anoint me with power, anoint me with power, anoint me with power. I thank you for the anointing of power. Makara, you gave me the power to be a son of God, to be a child of God. My God, because I received you, because I believed in your name, because I have received every spiritual blessing available in Christ Jesus, in heavenly places, my Father. And I am seated with you, O God, in heavenly places, far above all rulers, far above all thrones, far above all dominions, far above all elements of this world, O God. That we die to the basic principles, to the basic elements of this world, to the regulations and teachings of men, oh God. That we are not under the condemnation of sin, oh God. We no longer live under the condemnation of sin, oh God, because there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And I am in Christ Jesus because the law of the spirit of life, I live under a serious law, under an above law. The law of the spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and death, my God. There is a superior law. There is a superior law that supersedes every law of this world. There is a greater law, and that law of life, that law of the spirit of life, has set me free, oh God, from the law of sin and death. My sinful nature was cut out. It was cut out by a spiritual circumcision, oh God. I am not a slave. I am not a slave to sinful nature. I cannot be controlled by sinful nature. My sinful nature was cut out in Christ. It was cut out. It was circumcised by the Spirit, my God. And for that, oh God, I walk in righteousness. I think in righteousness. I behave in righteousness. I move in righteousness. I heal in righteousness. I teach in righteousness. I teach. I walk in righteousness. My hands are in righteousness, oh God. My family is in righteousness. My children are in righteousness. They are taught of you, oh God. As your child, you say your children shall be taught of the Lord. Lord, I am here this morning that you can teach me, oh God. You say, I shall not worry what to say, oh God. I shall not think about what to say, oh God. I shall not worry about what to say, because in that moment I will be taught what to say. It shall not be me speaking, but it shall be you speaking. And Father, for this morning, I am grateful, oh God, that I have a chance to listen to you, oh God. I have a chance to hear you, oh God. I have a chance to be guided by you. I have a chance to be led by you. I have a chance to be protected by you. I have a chance to be strengthened by you. Oh, Jehovah God, may your name be praised. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you're here. Thank you that you're here, oh God. Blessed be your name. Thank you for another good morning that we can hear from you, oh God. Thank you indeed for another spirit and life session, oh God. That, Lord, we can be back, oh God, and we can trust in you, oh God. May your name be praised. May your name be worshipped. Thank you for my brothers and sisters that are here, oh God. Thank you for those that will join us from afar, oh God. And indeed, you're not limited. You're not limited by seasons. You're not limited by time and place. You're not limited by distance, my God. You can meet our needs. You can meet the needs of your children wherever they are. And Father, I rebuke the devourer on their lives, on their behalf, oh God. I rebuke every sickness from everybody. I rebuke it from those that are listening in faith. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed. Be healed. Precious Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you that we can hear you, oh God. May your name be praised, be worshipped, and be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning, my brother, and thank you for how are you doing? All is well.
All is well.
Oh,
all is well.
Great, 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 great. We thank God, and yeah. So today I've tried to do something slightly different, which is just not in the teaching, but I decided to start the audio in the prayers, and I think that maybe it will be good to just have that, even if it's small bit. And you will see with the feedback whether it's better to have the prayer in the audio. Maybe it's too big, we might just decide. And you will just do a test run today, and we'll see how it takes us. Okay, I just wanted to alert you on that, but I know that that God has a purpose to speak to us this morning, so I'm just trying different setups. You know, remember we said that we have to think of now sustainability. The day that we are not together, what can we do, and how can we still, you know, make a difference and still continue serving God in the ministry. And so I'm also trying to put it in a way that where I'll be able to put it on YouTube. So at the same time, so anyway, we'll see how God will lead us. But anyway, just say, let me alert you on that. And today, you know, yesterday we started talking about fasting. And I thought that maybe I rushed it. So I think I will just, I can still go back into it a bit. And just so that we at least can eat of some of that. And the reason why, I think it's because God has been challenging me as to why or my motives for fasting. And why I say that is because I've been learning that I've been fasting for a lot of the wrong reasons. Why do I say that? As a person, I was feeling and I was realizing that I have been fasting. To earn things, you know, to earn the grace of God, to earn power. I've been fasting to earn the anointing. I've been fasting to kill the sinful nature, to kill the spirit, you know, to silence my body, you know, for various reasons. Basically, what I'm just trying to say, it's like, at times also maybe I fast just as a tradition, you know, that I must fast, or I fast because I was hearing a preacher preaching about how he fasted 200 and something days or 40 days they fasted, and then they fasted again, and you know, and at times I was getting challenged or feeling challenged that the reason maybe why God is not, you know, working in my life the way he's working in others or in these people that I'm seeing must be because I'm not fasting like that. You understand? And you see, such a challenge was more trying to earn what God has given by what Christ has done, by the finished work of Christ. What do I mean by that? And basically, I was coming to the understanding that everything that I was trying to do or to achieve on my own human effort has been actually dead works. You know, and when it says that we need to go back to the basic foundations of the faith, and maybe we can just read that verse, God helping us, we'll just we'll be here, I mean, daily. So I think if we are continuing to be here daily, then that means that there's no hurry in that we will continue and continue, and I don't think we'll exhaust the Bible. And you know, like, it's, let me just get the verse where it says repentance from dead works. Let me just give me a moment. Let me just get that so that we look at it and we have an understanding what are dead works. I think I've taught this before. It was quickly, but I want us to just have a quick understanding of it, so that we can know and we are on the same page. And this is Hebrews chapter 6, from verse 1. Hebrews chapter 6 from verse 1. And I think I will read two versions of it. One is the core of how it's supposed to be, and then one helps me for easier understanding, right? So it says in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1, I'll start reading with King James. It says that, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, and of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. Verse 3, and this we will do if God permit. I'm going to turn it also to this side. It's NIV. It says, therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that leads to death, and of faith in God, and instructions about baptisms, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment, and God permitting, we will do so. Now, this is interesting because you see, the writer of Hebrews, who I strongly believe is Paul, is actually telling the believers that there is a pathway to understanding Christianity. There's actually a pathway to understanding the faith. There's a pathway to maturity. Remember, we've been talking about spiritual maturity, and we say that the day you give your life to Jesus is the day you become a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17, where it says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation, and the old has gone and the new has come. Now, that tells us that when this person becomes a new creation, he needs to be taught the doctrine of Christ. He needs to understand the basic teaching. And even they look at it, the principles. That means there are foundational teachings that every believer must be taken through to understand who Christ is, and what is the doctrine, what is the teaching, what are the elementary teachings about Christ. Because these things that are being listed here, these are foundational teachings. And I remember, I think it was my brother in the previous meeting, he said that this is foundational for Christianity. Because unless we understand the simple message of the love of Christ, that salvation is simply by grace through faith. That means that you don't earn it, you can't earn it, you can't pay for it, you can't fast for it, you can't give all your possessions for it, you can't crucify yourself for it, you can't, you know, pay tithes, pay offerings, pay seed, you can't buy it, you can't earn salvation. It is not even how righteousness you have lived. And this is where people struggle with the teaching about righteousness. Because the religion tells you it is what you do that earns you salvation. But the doctrine of Christ is that it is only in the change of mind. Repentance is not change of works. Many times we want to tell people that repentance is change of works, but that is not true. And we tell people, change first. Change first. We tell people, change first. Then you can come to Christ. And you find everyone is trying to change, but no one has the capacity to change themselves, because that change is only a Holy Spirit and a grace-empowered ability to change. Why do I say that? Even if you look at how the Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, the Bible says that he preached and the people were cut to the heart. And they asked, what must we do to be saved? Now, look at that. The order is that preaching is what comes first. And preaching is what makes someone to realize their weaknesses, to realize their inability to receive the salvation that God can give. Preaching of the true message of salvation is the only thing that has the capacity to make someone to understand and to see that they have tried in their own human effort to destroy the sinful nature and they have been defeated. So it is only the preaching of the Word of God that is the true doctrine of grace. The preaching for salvation is the teaching about grace. And we cannot run away from that. Anyone who says that grace is a wrong doctrine does not understand that it is the grace that our Father Jesus, or rather our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, came from the Father full of grace and truth. Now, grace is the starting point. Truth is the continuation of the journey. Why do I say that? Because if we never balance grace and truth, we find people who live lawlessness. They live in sin and they say that I am under grace. And they do whatever they want. And they say, my past, present, and future sins are forgiven. And that is it's a truth which is half of it. And it is true. In Christ, and remember my keyword is in Christ. When you stay in Christ, when you persist in the faith in Christ, your past, present, and future sins are forgiven. Now, the second side of the coin, which is also the next half of the truth, is truth. He came from the Father full of grace and truth. That means the second half of the truth is that after you have received this message and you continue persisting in the belief that the finished work of Christ paid for you all, then your response as someone who has believed is that you will have a change of mind, and you will have a change of mindset, you will have a change of behavior, you will have a change of character, and this change in character will not be your own human effort power. It will be a grace-empowered change. And you will find that all of a sudden you have received the power to overcome sin. You will realize that there were things that were holding you captive, and you have received the power to overcome these things. And that's why the Bible, when you read Ephesians chapter 4, I love how it puts it in King James. He says that when he ascended on high, he took captivity captive. That means that everything that could have held you captive, everything that has the license to hold you captive, he took it and made it a captive. That means that if you are under the spirit and the bondage of masturbation or pornography, when you come to Christ, you come to the understanding that that spirit was taken captive. He took captivity captive. That means that when Jesus ascended, anything, whether it is witchcraft, whether it is poverty, captivity was taken captive in Christ. And remember, when Christ was dying and ascending, he ascended with us. And when he is seated at the right hand of the Father, he is also seated with us. We are seated with him in Christ in heavenly places. And it says Christ is seated in the highest place in the heavens. And the word there is far above. Far above. Far above all rulers, far above all thrones, far above all principalities. That means that anything on our earth, the devil, demons, wizards, witchcraft, kings of men, jobs, poverty, anything is under the feet of Christ. And as long as our mindset, that's why it said Colossians chapter 3, therefore set your mind on things above. Change your mind, change your thinking to not think that you can be manipulated by demons. To not think that you can be manipulated by wizards. To not think that you can be manipulated by you can be bewitched. Change your mind to where your Christ is. Set your minds on things above. Where is Christ? Christ is far above in the heavenly places, in the highest place in the heaven. And where are you? You are seated with him there. So, and when it says that your life is now in Christ, your life is hidden in Christ and Christ is in God. So that means when the devil tries to find you, where does he find you? He can't find you. Why? Because you are hidden in Christ. You are in a rock. That's why it says, hide me in a rock, in a cleft in the rock. When Moses was to see God, God said, I will put you in a cleft in the rock. And that rock was Christ. So he was hidden in Christ. For him to see God, God hid him in Christ. And then God just showed him his back. And the reason why Moses could tell us Genesis and what happened in creation is because God showed him his back. That means that God showed him the foundations of the earth. He showed him the beginnings. He showed him the origin. And then you see John comes, the revelator, and God shows him what was even before creation. That's why John, 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, it says that in the beginning, it's not now the beginning of the earth where it was created, where God created the heavens and the earth. It now says, in the beginning, before even that creation, was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. That means that in the New Testament, there is a deeper understanding of even the beginning. That means that in the beginning, the Word existed. And who is this Word? He's Christ. And who is this Word? Is Jesus revealed in the flesh. Who is this Word? Is what the spoken word that we read. That's why when you read this Bible, you must realize that these scriptures are eternal. You are eating of Christ. When you come to listen to the Word of God, you are eating of life. That's why Jesus told his disciples that the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. Spirit and life. John chapter 6 verse 63. It says that the words that I the flesh counts for nothing, but it is the spirit that gives life. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. They carry life. That means that they have the life-giving force. And any time, my brother, my sister, that you sit under a teaching that leads you to death, that makes you see how inadequate you are, that means that they are teaching you dead works. Now, the teaching might show you your weakness, but it is supposed to make you change your mind to turn to Christ. That is the difference. Even when God in the Old Testament, anytime he would send forth a prophet, there was always a word, but a remnant. That means that God always has never left man without a repentance. God, you know, men can leave you completely. I was just enjoying a message I listened to this morning. And he was saying, I think he's an old preacher in Nigeria, I suspect so. And he was saying that for him, 10 pastors have left him. And these were people who came to him with slippers, with nothing. He says, men leave you. He was giving a story, which I think I can repeat. Anyway, it's okay. Let me just repeat it because it really blessed my heart. He said that there was a man who was arrested, his member. And he knows if this man does not go and run the taxi, the matatu, his children will sleep hungry. So he went to the police station and told the police, please release this man. If this man does not eat, his children will sleep hungry. The police refused. Until the pastor said, please, okay, do this. Put me inside the prison and let this man come out. When this man comes out, let him go and do the taxi. His children will eat. Then in the night, he can come back. And I can go and sleep. And every day I can do that. The policeman said, are you serious? He said, yes. He said, we have never heard of a pastor like you. And for this reason, we release you and your driver. Go. And your member. And can you believe it? That man even left that pastor. He said that the pastor is not powerful. What other power do you need that is greater than love? That someone can lay down his life? That Jesus said the greatest love is this, that one would lay down his life for his friend. There is no greater love even in marriage. And that's why Ephesians chapter 5 teaches us about marriage, that as Christ laid down his life for the church, he sacrificed his life. Husbands, too, love your wives. And that love must be sacrificial, that you are ready to lay down your life. That means that if it is finding work, you will go and even work in the building area, mjengo, because you are laying down your life to make food for your family. If it is forgiveness, you will forgive your wife, you will forgive your children, you will sacrifice for them. And any man who does this, we read yesterday in Isaiah 58, that is part of the true fasting that God chooses. Taking care of your family is also fasting. I know I'm teaching new things, but when you read the Bible, you will see it. Just go to Isaiah 55, the true fasting that God chooses. You will read one of it there is, and taking care of one's own family. You will read there, feeding the poor, clothing the hungry, taking care, not forgetting your own kin, taking care of your own family. Just go and read it there. It's also the kind of fasting that God chooses. Because God chooses truth, he chooses justice, he chooses righteousness, he chooses mercy. One thing God has asked is mercy. And that's why Jesus said, you people, you Pharisees, you tithe the mint, the spices, a tenth of everything. But yet you forsake the weightier matters of the law, which is truth, justice, and mercy. Look at how Jesus puts it. And for, don't assume that I'm saying that you should not tithe or fast. What I'm just trying to tell you that Jesus was trying to say that even in the law, there are things that are weightier than others. And he tells them, you should have done the latter without forsaking the former. That means that you should have taken care of justice, mercy, and not forsaken even the tithing. Or you should have done the tithing but not forsake the weightier matters of the law. That means that truth, remember we were talking about grace and truth, the two sides of the coin, of the same coin. So if you find that people are teaching only grace alone, someone becomes like Ephraim, which is a bread half-turned, half-cooked. That means you're burnt on one side. Ephraim is a loaf of bread burnt on one side. Have you ever bought bread that is burnt on one side? Or you're trying to make an omelette and it's burnt on one side and on the other side is it's okay. We men, we suffer a lot because we are trying to cook. Now, Ephraim is like that. Now, when you teach grace on one side too much, you burn people. Because now they live licentiously. They think that grace is a license to sin. And then also, when you teach truth too much without showing them that it is by the grace of God, you now become a slave driver. You enslave people again to the things that they ran away from, to the things that Christ paid for. And that's why you find people are over fasting for anointing. They are over giving for anointing. They're not even having any money for themselves. They're just seeding every service. They are planting a seed because they think that seed is what will give them blessing. Yet the blessing is already in Christ. They come blessed, but they don't know they are blessed. There are things you don't need to pay for. You're paying for someone, an intermediary, to pray for you. Why? Did this person die for you? Can't God not? And even the man of God who God has given the grace to pray, a true man of God will not take anything from you. See Elisha. When Gehazi, when the Naaman, the Aramean, came, and he wanted to give this guy everything. He said, no, just go with your things. Because he wanted him to know that you cannot pay for what God can give you freely. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with thanking. And actually, you should go and give thanks. Because Jesus asked, was there no one who could give thanks? Go and give thanks to your men of God when they have honored you. Because to them, they are laboring in the Lord for you. By the time someone has a grace to just say one simple prayer of 1 minute for you and you receive healing from cancer, that man has labored. There is a lot he has paid. There are things he should be doing for his family. Maybe he should be digging. But he has decided and purposed to be praying. And God has honored him. It is important to honor them. But don't honor them or pay so that you get something. You see, there's a difference. There's a heart. It's a heart issue. If you find someone comes and gives you a seed or is giving you money so that he can get something from you, his heart is wrong. And he will never get it from you. He will never get it. But one who is coming with a heart of thanksgiving, I am just giving and honoring the grace of God, not so that anything that you have can come on me. No, I'm just honoring and recognizing the anointing that God has placed on you. And the man of God, even in his heart, he will be convinced that this is coming from a true place and he will accept your gift. Even God, when we come, when we give with a joyful heart, do you know there are givings that God does not accept? You can even come and give a seed of $3 million and the pastor will take it, but in heaven it was not accepted. Why? Because your heart was, I'm giving this $3 million and because I want contract. God, you must, it's like you're dealing with God in a contract. You're trying to earn what Christ has given you freely. Give as an honor, give joyfully, give cheerfully. And that's why Paul said, every man decide at the beginning of the week, what will you give? Think about it at home. When you come, package it already. If there are envelopes, if your church uses envelopes, ask for the envelope. Come, you have packaged it. Think about what you will give to God that day, that Friday. Think about it in advance. Purpose, this will be my offering. Or you say, now for me, every Friday or every Sunday, this is my giving. I have been giving very little money. I have purpose from now onwards. This will be the level of my giving. And of course, it can change with seasons in your life. I don't want to speak of myself, but there are seasons in my life where I purpose a certain amount. And every meeting I went to, I gave that amount. And it was a sacrifice. But that sacrifice, I believe, spoke for me somewhere. Now, that place where I was giving might have thought that this guy is very rich. But it's not that it. It is my dealings with God. And those are personal dealings that you can have with God. But if you're doing those dealings to earn from God, you are wrong. You have lost the grace. But if you also don't do certain things, then you're also wrong. Because you become licentious and you become an unbalanced child. Grace and truth. And I don't know if any of maybe I was still in the elementary doctrines. Now, that's what I was saying. Just to take us back to just to tie it. There are basic principles about the teachings of Christ. And I've said we have a lot of time. We have, as long as we are alive, God will help us. We'll keep on meeting on a daily basis. So if you're meeting me in whatever channel, WhatsApp, Facebook, whether it's YouTube, anything, you're blessed of God. Keep following. That's all I can say. My brother, you're welcome. No, it's a blessing. I'm glad. Go ahead.
Thanks. I mean, I don't have much to add on that. But yes, thanks for sharing. Thank you for that reminder. Yes, sometimes we think that our blessings are actually in different people.
Mm.
So, and that has been a misguided thought, because you'd find that sometimes even we plant or we give and say, I'm giving because of this
anointing.
And I'm giving. And sadly, you even find men of God these days, some of them, not all.
They say, I'm the fertile soil.
But all give for those who want this, give. There's one I heard who was telling one of the church members that, you know, if you want to get married, you need to plant, you know, you need to give. Yeah. So you see, so then, and that's how, you know, we have been misled.
Yeah.
But it is good to know that we are already blessed.
Amen.
In Christ.
Yeah, every blessing.
Yeah, and we also give the same anointment God has given these men of God, and the same when he sent them out, that, you know, you go and you fight the demons, you go and heal the sick and all that. We share in that. It's just knowing how to get to that place where you can revoke that spirit in you, revoke that anointing in you, and you know, you see these works of God happening in your life.
Mm.
Yeah, it is true they hold a certain place, and it is true that, yes, they have something they add on your prayers. And
yeah.
But again, it's not that they are the ones who intercede on your behalf, who speak on your behalf to God. We have a direct linkage to Christ, and we can speak directly to Christ. So thank you. I didn't know actually that also taking care of the family, taking care in his own.
It's fasting. Go and read Isaiah 58 from verse 6. It's so interesting. Oh my God. And it's things I'm also learning, so I don't know everything.
I thought this the fasting of food and all that, but yes, of denying yourself of the pleasures of this world. But yeah. I will go and study that.
Please,
and
please, check it, and then you confirm tomorrow if I say the truth or not. Okay, we thank God. Let's pray. Our time is gone. Heavenly Father and Lord, we give you thanks. We praise you. We worship your holy name. Thank you for the blessing of today. Thank you for the blessing of your word that, Lord, we've received of you. We've been blessed of you. We have heard of you, and I thank you for my brother, thank you for his family. Thank you for my sisters and my brothers who are listening and their families. I thank you that you're putting order in our lives. Everything that we have, everything that we do is according to your glory. May your name be praised, be worshipped, and be glorified. We honor, we exalt you, and we lift up your name. May our day be blessed. May our hands be blessed. May everything that we touch be blessed. May our water be blessed. May our food be blessed. May our health be blessed, O God. Indeed, we are blessed already. And for that, we are grateful that everything is aligning for our good. Everything is working for our good. Times are working for our good. People are working for our good. Our times are arranged for our good. All because we love you and we are concerned, and you are concerned for us as a father. May your name be praised, be worshipped, and be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Okay, my brother, have a blessed day. Bye-bye. You're good, good.